Which is the button that puts it through?
Shut up!
Shut up yourself.
I'll ask him a question.
Where is he?
He's in the back room.
Maybe you can answer this.
What's the interview for?
To fast forward. I've asked him a question, I don't think he'll be able to answer it.
Sorry!
I was going to say, it's like the difference between ABBA and Bertolt Brecht.
Oh, what is? Is this a tape thing that,
Yeah, I'm not getting it in my head.
Man?
Yeah.
How far have you gotten with it?
Oh, a long way. These guys are great talkers.
We're almost as verbose as you are. Our songs that may mention these so-called subjects aren't sort of to be taken on face value.
What about a song like Release the Bats?
Well, that's hardly any celebration of horror. I mean, there's really very little horrible about that song. I mean, it's the particular images that are used are so sort of B-grade movie and kind of corny that they really, they could only, in my view anyway, be seen as humorous and fairly light-hearted. I mean, I think that particular song is a relatively light-hearted sort of a song to a lot of our new material. Well, I mean, it's basically, I don't like it all that much myself. And I just find it to be a fairly catchy, you know...
Innocuous.
Demented.
Pop song?
Yeah.
It's the type of song Elvis would sing if he was alive.
But I think the sort of lyrics and so forth that we're... the lyrics that we're delving in at the moment are far more... probably have a little bit less humour in them with this particular...
Australia, we had this much larger audience, all the people who 90% had never seen us before, who automatically adored us.
Which had been popularised by our overseas success, not because of what we had played.
And I really long for the days when we used to be able to just walk on stage to a completely unsuspecting audience. It was just the kind of thrill of being able to shock and so forth. Our idea at the moment is to take our music to the extreme, to sort of somehow infiltrate people's imagination slightly, like to give them a jab in the arm type of thing. And so in that respect, I think that we're still trying to assault the audience. I mean, my basic message, if there is any at all, you got to get this one, is that even though there's a complete irony in this situation, but it is that that everyone should act completely as an individual and belong to nothing except themselves. That's how I would like to see people be. Not that I really care all that much, mind you.